Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us for another hour of Auto World. We're live all across North America, and it's my pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week. We're going to have a great hour because one of my favorite guests is standing by, and we're going to be talking about everything from the Cash for Clunkers program to what's been happening in Detroit with the Big Three to maybe some new vehicles and some emerging technologies. We're going to talk about this gentleman's book, a fascinating book he did a couple of years back called Branding Iron, and lots more. Of course, along the way, we're going to throw out a trivia question or two. We've had a couple of winners so far today on today's broadcast, and we've got a very special prize lined up for one special person from the Busted Knuckle Garage folks. Are going to make a drawing coming up in the next couple of weeks here, and that person's going to walk away with a big smile on their face because the prize is valued at close to $100. So that's definitely good news. Anytime throughout the hour, if you've got a question for our very special guest or you want to play trivia with us, we get a toll-free line. It's 800-259-8231, 800-259-8231, or you can send us an email, 9231. I'm still used to this, 800-831-9231. I'm going to get this right, 800-259-9231. I finally have it right. I'm going to have it permanently tattooed to my forehead. For many years, I had a different 800 number, so I'm still getting used to this one. Plus, I do a number of other radio programs which have other 800 numbers. So after a while, sometimes it becomes a big mishmash, but we want to make sure and have the most important number, and that's this number right here for Auto World. Well, our very special guest is a gentleman I have enormous respect for. He is the former publisher and editor-in-chief of both Car and Driver and Road and Track magazine. Over the years, he has launched a number of other magazines. He's an esteemed author and automotive journalist. His most recent book is a book called Branding Iron. It's my pleasure to say hello to William Jeans. William, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Bob. How about you?
Getting over the flu, but thankfully doing a whole lot better, William.
Did you have the swine variety or just normal, awful flu?
I actually had the swine variety, so I can personally attest it's one nasty bug.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you well and a speedy recovery.
Well, thank you, my friend. Well, let's talk a little bit about, first off, really interested to get your take on what's been happening in recent months in Detroit. Did you ever think that you'd see the day that both General Motors and Chrysler would be in bankruptcy? And now, of course, they're out of bankruptcy. But nevertheless, to have that stigma attached to those two huge corporations?
Well, you know, you mentioned the book that Charlie Hughes and I wrote. Beginning back in about 2004, you actually could conceive of it. But your question is in general correct. It's something none of us ever really thought we would see. We thought, you know, something would come along and save it, and it finally collapsed of its own weight, the General Motors and Chrysler.
Well, let's kind of take them individually. Let's start with General Motors. You know, it's ironic on the high-performance side of the fence. You know, right now they've got some real world-beating, class-leading automobiles with their ZR1 Corvette and the CTS-V from Cadillac. And you know, on the family sedan front, you certainly can't overlook the Malibu from Chevrolet or its Saturn Stablemate. I mean, some very good products there. They have the Volt in the making and a good chief designer in Ed Welburn. But, you know, nevertheless, it seems to me that GM, like all the domestic car companies in recent years, of course, the quality has come up, but they still have the stigma that lots of Americans carry from the 70s and 80s and just generally feeling like Americans can't build cars up to the same standards as the Japanese.
Yeah, you pay a long time for building shoddy product. But product really was not GM's problem at all. I think they had come an enormous way on that, and they build products that are in some cases better than the imports. And you just look at the Impala. I mean, this is not a romantic automobile, but there is not a thing wrong with the way that car looks, and there's not much wrong with the way it drives. It's reasonably priced. Now they got all that together, but they were if you could put it in a short paragraph, GM continued to act as if they either had or were going to have 30 or 35% of the market, and it was just never going to happen.
Yeah.
And their sales were bad enough that they literally did not have the money to market all those brands. Now, you know, they're trying to get they've succeeded in getting rid of a number of them, and things may settle down to a reasonable situation that they can, you know, they can afford to advertise Cadillacs and Chevrolets, and if they don't have to do every, you know, the other eight brands or the other six brands that they have a total of eight brands, which was just too many.
Yeah, too many dealers, and it's interesting to see what's happened with some of these brands too. I'd love to get your comments on that. I mean, beginning with Saturn. Roger Penske has purchased it, and there are rumors that eventually he'll turn it into kind of a Korean car, perhaps, distribution network. What's your take on what Roger will eventually do with a Saturn dealer network?
Well, I wish I knew what Roger was going to do so I could invest in it. I have a great deal of faith in his business at Cuman, and he's showed us all over and over that he knows what he's doing. And this is going to play out really interesting, because what GM has done is put a lower level distribution system, and by that I mean lower level than Cadillac or Buick, let's say, in terms of cost, into the hands of somebody who is a demonstrated business wizard. So on the one hand, you have to say, well, maybe they would have been better off just shutting it down. Of course, that then begs the question, what about all those dealers and so forth and so on? But I think the comments that were made early on in this, they said, well, you know, we can just go around the world and pick up a product here and a product there. Well, that's not going to really work, because the products have to fit our market. They have to obey our laws and regulations. So it makes a great deal of sense to do something like you suggest, is go to a country that needs to build the cars, and like such as South Korea, and work out a product line and just bring them in. And you could do the same thing with Peugeot and Renault, for that matter.
Mm-hmm. Very true. It's interesting that Saab was purchased by what only could be called a kind of a boutique automaker. Do you see that company having the means to turn into more of a mass production type situation, or what do you think they're going to do with Saab?
Well, I can't answer that, because I'm really not familiar with what their, you know, what their finances and their balance sheet looks like. But presumably they have people in charge at the company who have looked at it very carefully and said, we can probably do this, and you can just bet that they got very favorable terms from GM and didn't wind up spending a whole lot of money on it. So, you know, maybe it's just worth the worth the attempt in their eyes.
Absolutely. More with William Jean straight ahead right here on Auto World.
The way is clear.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time. and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
If you love classic cars, what can Hagerty do for you? Offer competitive financing? Yes. Customized insurance? Of course. How about roadside assistance? Sure thing. Maybe tap you into the huge online classic car community? Absolutely. How about calming your wife down when she finds out you just bought that 68 coupe? Sorry, I don't think anyone can do that. A message from Hagerty. Car guys ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. We've had a number of winners so far in the trivia category. We'll throw out another trivia question. What auto manufacturer during the decade of the 1980s had a brief collaboration? This was a domestic manufacturer with the Maserati. That is the question. A rather unusual vehicle, to say the least, but nevertheless, a collaboration with Maserati. Our telephone number, once again, toll-free, so feel free from all across North America. We're going to get it right because we're learning it here, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or bob@autoworldradio.com. William Jeans is our special guest, esteemed automotive journalist, former publisher and editor-in-chief of both Car and Driver and Road and Track, launched a number of other magazines, two or three, and also an author of a great book called Branding Iron. Before we talk about Chrysler, let's talk a little bit more about Branding Iron. As you mentioned, this is a book you did with Charlie Hughes, who at one time ran Mazda here in the U.S. And a lot of what's happened in Detroit, you guys kind of outlined in Branding Iron.
Well, we got it, I'd say, about 90% right. And in fact, a great deal of the things that we've suggested have now taken place. The divestiture of the brands at GM, for one thing, and then some of the things that Ford has done. We've been very flattered. Alan Mulally at Ford has read the book a couple of times and has just said an awful lot of nice things about it. So, and he is not bankrupt, and his company is not bankrupt, and it makes us feel good to see that.
It definitely does. William, I know when you first released the book, I mean, there were a lot of eyebrows raised, but it was a different time a couple of years back. I mean, a lot of these companies were flying high.
We did the book. It was published in 2006 and was written roughly in 2005. Obviously there's a lag time. And there were a bunch of people who thought we had maybe lost our minds, and then there were a bunch of people that felt we had it exactly right. Peter DiLorenzo, who you're probably familiar with, who wrote an excellent book called The United States of Toyota.
Yeah.
And we covered some of the same ground, but it in very different ways. They're very different books. But the ironic thing about it is now that we're seeing the dust settle all around us, it's hard to take satisfaction in being right when you're talking about something that has such a major impact on the United States of America. As you pointed out earlier, it's a terrible thing to see these major manufacturing entities in the kind of trouble that they're in. And then when you extrapolate from that the effect it has on human beings, on, you know, people that you know and I know and that live in Detroit, that live in other manufacturing centers, and it's a very sad thing.
Yes, it definitely is, William, and just the effect on the Tier 1 and Tier 2 suppliers. I mean, years ago, these suppliers used to be dedicated to just one manufacturer, but now they're quite often doing business with several, and when they lose a huge chunk of business from one, quite often, you know, it has such a tremendous financial impact that they end up going down, and, you know, everybody loses in that situation. And when you look at the general mood of things in Detroit and the housing market there, I mean, it's sad times, unfortunately.
Well, you know, touching on the suppliers, the average citizen is only peripherally aware of the size of the supplier market and all of the jobs that are at stake there, just as you say. And for entirely too long, there were what amounted to adversarial relationships between the automakers and some of their suppliers, instead of bringing them into the tent and making them part of the team, because but that doesn't happen when you're trying to cut your way to success by reducing expenses at the expense of just about everything else that you maybe should be doing. As I think we pointed out in the book, it's possible to cut 100% of your expenses. but you're not left with much of a company when, you know, when you've taken taken that step. What the industry needs to do now, and this is particularly true of General Motors and Chrysler in this convoluted relationship with the government that they now have, they need to be thinking of ways to grow revenue and forget about the expense, not forget about the expense side of the ledger, but everything needs to be aimed at building things that the buying public can't live without. If you can do that, the rest of it will take care of itself.
It's such a competitive marketplace, though, William, as you well know. I mean, it's hard to know at times what the buying public is going to go for, and not to mention the kind of lead-up time. A lot of our listeners may not be familiar with the fact that, you know, you plan a car. I mean, a prime example would be the muscle cars that are out there right now, and for all of us who love the muscle cars like the Shelby GT500 and the new Camaro and the Challenger, I mean, these were planned, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, and that's how long sometimes it takes for an automaker to bring a car to market. So it's a fickle thing. American taste is fickle. I think with the price of gasoline also all over the place, I mean, we saw such a rush towards smaller vehicles and hybrid vehicles when the price of gas was very high, and then when the price of gas went to a lower level, you know, when they could once again get back in their SUVs and their large vehicles, they did so.
Went right back to the big trucks.
Exactly.
If you, the only way to change the public's buying habits, or put another way, to have the public change their own buying habits, is if the idea is we need to have smaller and more fuel efficient vehicles, the price of gas has simply got to rise and stay there. It's that simple.
Yeah.
And if you did that with taxes, which we're going to probably need on about everything based on the spending levels of the government, but the politicians don't have that kind of courage. They won't do it.
Yeah, very
so,
true.
It is a very difficult situation, as you say. Nobody's got a crystal ball.
More with William straight ahead. This is Auto World.
Seems I always end up driving by.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech.
Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us each and every week on, at this time on that radio station that you're listening to right now, or you can find us online at GCNLive.com. William Jeans is with us, a former publisher and editor-in-chief of Car and Driver and Road and Track magazine, esteemed automotive journalist, author of Branding Iron, and we're talking about the mess in Detroit and how it parallels what he and Charlie Hughes co-wrote in the book Branding Iron. And William, before we go any further, Branding Iron is just a wonderful piece of work, and I recommend it to all of our Auto World listeners. Where's the best place for folks to pick up a copy?
Well, it is out of print now, and the best place is eBay.
eBay, okay.
But where you can find anything.
Yeah, just about anything.
That's where I get my extra copies now.
Very good.
By the way, I need to tell you, I know the answer to the trivia question.
Oh, yeah, I know you do.
And the collaboration in question was the product that resulted must have been introduced six different times before it actually appeared. It was really pretty funny. It was a running joke at the time.
Just a really funky car, to say the least. We'll leave it out there for a little while longer. Folks can chime in. Once again, the question is, a domestic automaker back in the 1980s had a collaboration, let's put it that way, with Maserati on a vehicle, and it didn't have a whole lot of Maserati to it, perhaps a little extra leather in the interior, but nevertheless, it was badged a Maserati in collaboration with this domestic automaker. Call us up right now. We'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. We'll put you in the running for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, and we'll also send you a little token of our appreciation just for calling in. William, let's talk a little bit more about the tax situation. I know our mutual friend David E. Davis Jr., who is back now with Car and Driver, recently wrote in his column that he's in favor of gas tax and kind of leveling the playing field. Do you think that's the route that we need to go? I mean, as you pointed out, with the level of spending going on in the government and all kinds of things being, you know, kind of thrown in at a very fast pace, I mean, there's no question we're going to have more taxes, but is the gas tax a route to go?
Well, you have to take a point of departure. We are very used to in this country saying that, well, we're a free country and we should be able to buy anything we want and all of that. And on the other side, there are the people that say we're going to run out of fossil fuels at 11:30 a.m. next Tuesday. And, you know, somewhere between all of that is the truth. I do think this. It would make sense in a world that is more and more focused on energy consumption in from several different directions, that I would be willing to state that efficiency is not a bad thing. And if you're going to get there in vehicles and convince people not to drive gas guzzlers, the really one way that you're going to convince them is to make it prohibitively expensive or make it painful, and then they'll make the adjustment on their own. I mean, I drive, for example, about a 4-year-old, 3-year-old Toyota Avalon that I bought new. It gets about 30 miles to the gallon. It does everything I want it to do. This, of course, is not a performance car, but it's a decent road car. I don't feel like I'm being penalized by driving that car, even though there's some that I could drive that would perhaps deliver, you know, more mileage before you get into the world of the hybrids and the really high mileage, super efficient cars. And if you are, as I said earlier, if you're going to make the public do anything, you have to hit them in the pocketbook or they're just not going to do it. I don't think you're going to go out and deliver lecture after lecture on how we really need to be very responsible and we're using more than our share of the fossil fuel and this and that. It simply won't work. And so taxes is a way to get there. But do I think that will ever happen, given the leadership that, Congress and the Senate show on most items? No, I don't. You know, I don't think it'll happen in my lifetime. Now, of course, I'm an old guy.
Not that old, please. And another thing we should touch on, of course, is the sale or again these funky deals with both General Motors and Chrysler involving the government and. And Chrysler's deal there with Fiat. Fiat is an interesting story that, you know, here's a company that is hardly a bastion of financial success over the years. Do you think Fiat finally has its act together?
Well, they're still here.
Yeah.
I think it would probably pay to examine the relationship they have with, you know, with their home government. But Mr. Marchionne, the chairman of Fiat, is a very bright man and has done wonders with Fiat. Now, when he puts himself in partnership with the United Auto Workers and the United States government to run Chrysler, I have to worry. I'm not sure anybody can make a success of that. I wish them well. I hope they succeed. There are a lot of, you know, I've got a lot of friends at Chrysler, just like I do at a lot of, you know, the other companies. But to bring in foreign management, to a U.S. company to, and Chrysler really is a U.S. company. It had the least overseas footprint, the smallest overseas footprint of any of the car companies. Have it majority owned by the union and by the government. I just cannot imagine that succeeding. I wish I could put a better face on it, but,
yep.
You ask my opinion, that's my opinion.
And I tend to agree with you. I think it's just very, very complicated, and I'm concerned about General Motors, too. I mean, the same
absolutely.
Thing. You know, Government Motors, lots of people are calling it. And, you know, Ford is definitely, you know, done a lot of good things. They're finally kind of getting back to their roots and being a full-line manufacturer, not just focusing on the money makers of the trucks and the SUVs. They finally, you know, they got the small cars and the hybrids and the family cars and the performance cars. And, yeah, they got the trucks and, yeah, they got the SUVs. But at least they're kind of getting back to their roots. And I would imagine consumers may stay clear of Chrysler and GM, you know, wary of what's going to happen.
You know, in some of the polling data that have appeared, the buyer is not exactly running for the woods. They're still willing to look at GM products and Chrysler products. And there's, you know, no real reason that they shouldn't, certainly in the short term. Nothing is going to shut down and leave you with a truly orphan automobile to take care of.
We're going to step aside for some important messages when we come back on the other side. More with William James. We're getting some emails on that question. What domestic auto manufacturer had a partnership, produced a car with Maserati in the 1980s? Come on, you can get this. Give us a call, 800-259-9231. This is Auto World.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining us, and don't forget to check us out online as well. If you're away from your local station, GCNLive.com, you can listen to past archives of shows the last month or so. And going forward, it will be years of archives, and we have a free podcast there, and the program that you're hearing right now for the next week will run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can listen to it anytime you want, gcnlive.com, and scroll down, pick the show, my show, Auto World, and would very much appreciate you doing so. William Jeans is with us. He is a esteemed automotive journalist, publisher, editor-in-chief, car and driver, road and track, author of Branding Iron, along with Charlie Hughes, and contributor to many publications, and also Concours judge. William, have you got any other Concours events up your sleeve for this summer?
No. I am gradually trying to get myself out of the judging business, except for Amelia Island, where I'm the chief judge for the Concours event there.
Oh, that's such a wonderful event! Yeah, Bill does a great job.
He does. It's for a great charity, the hospice organization of Northeast Florida, and which is an organization I believe in devoutly.
Sure.
And it's also just one hell of a lot of fun to go down there every spring and spend a few days. We turn it into a vacation and stay some extra days, and I would advise anybody to take a look at the Beauty Island Concours d'Elegance, because it is just a great event.
Let's talk about another story making headlines in the automotive world, another governmental program or intrusion, cash for clunkers. What's your take on this? Do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing, or what are your thoughts, William?
Oh Lord, it makes some sense. Years ago, Patrick Bedard, a great writer and columnist for Car and Driver, he said if you really wanted to improve the pollution, and this is way back, just go give people, buy the cars and throw them away, and they'll get new cars, and you'll go a long way toward fixing the problem. Now that's not why we're really doing it now. I think Bill, or in reality, I think it's more of an attempt to spur sales. If you got a bunch of old cars off the highways and by so doing, sold some new cars, which, you know, helps the dealers, helps the automakers. The only question is, how much money are we going to spend, and you know, can we afford it as a government? There's nothing intrinsically wrong with the program, I don't think, except the funding.
Interesting point. Let's talk to Frank, who joins us in New Mexico. Frank, welcome to Auto World. How are you, my friend?
Oh, enjoying the show as always. You sound much better than you did 2 weeks ago, Bob.
Well, thank you. That swine flu is nothing to write home about. Let me tell you, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, very interesting guest today. Very enlightening. But I was wondering if I could take a stab at that question.
Sure, go right ahead.
You know, the only Maserati I even remember seeing in the 80s was a few Quattroports.
Mm.
Is that it, the Quattroports?
Well, the actual Maserati factory itself there did build Quattroports, but this was a limited production car actually by a domestic manufacturer. I'll give you a hint. It was called the Blank TC by Maserati.
Oh. Well, I'll think about that. Maybe someone will. I hope you reveal the answer before you sign off.
We definitely will.
Yeah.
Do you have a question for William?
Oh, no, I just like to sit back and listen. I'm learning, gaining some insight into these problems with the car. But I'm never going to give up my old clunkers, I'll tell you that.
Okay, good for you. All right, thank you so much for calling in, Frank. Our telephone number again, don't be a stranger. We would love to solve this riddle, and I'm surprised. I've had a number of guesses, and people are guessing lots of General Motors brands, but it is not. I'm going to give you that little hint as well. We're kind of giving away the ship here. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It was called the Blank TC by Maserati, domestic manufacturer, 1980s. William, let's talk a little bit more about, you know, what's going to happen here in the great grand scheme of things. It's amazing to see the emerging markets, China, the Shanghai Auto Show. I mean, lots of folks are saying, you know, this is the new Detroit Auto Show. India, you know, what's going to happen to the world's fuel supply as these Chinese citizens who before used to ride bicycles are now all going to have automobiles? This is definitely going to hike up the price of gas. And Buick, the number one selling car in China, your thoughts?
Well, you've expressed the truth very, very, very succinctly there. These India and China, of course, are enormous countries. I mean, they have billions of people, not millions of people. And anything they do that begins to create a middle class and a spending class and a consumer class is going to impact everything. Not the least of which, of course, is the fuel supply, which they're already their consumption each year of the total amount of let's just say gasoline produced or crude oil pumped out of the ground. It goes up every year by a lot, and sooner or later, you know, you only have so many years of 10% increases, and you've doubled what you're doing, and we're going to be small potatoes in the world of consumers compared to China.
Yeah, and it's something that a lot of Americans are really probably going to struggle with because, you know, we've been the big kid on the block for so long. It's going to also be interesting to see if, you know, these brands continue to have such great success in a country like China. I mean, I was kind of surprised to see Porsche unveiling their first ever sedan at the Shanghai show or another, if it wasn't the Shanghai show, it definitely was a surprise. Let's see if we can get Mark from Pittsburgh in here with an answer to the question. Mark, listening on WPYT, thanks for calling in. How you doing?
Oh, good, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks very much. Do you know the answer to the trivia?
I think it was Chrysler.
Well, William, how do you like that?
I'd say the man is right on.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, wasn't that the town coop or something that stood for?
That's a good question. I want to think it was touring coop.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
But I don't take that one to the bank. But it was Chrysler's PC by Maserati.
Yeah, it had a Maserati engine.
Excellent. Yeah. Any other questions for William about the state of the automotive world right now?
No, I think he's pretty right there. The markets sure are changing.
Definitely. Well, hang on for Matt. We're going to put you in the hat for the big drawing, and we'll also put you on the list here to receive a token of our appreciation. Thanks for listening on WPYT. William, there before our caller, we were talking about China and Porsche using it as a venue to launch their Panamera, their new sedan. Did that surprise you at all?
Well, if you examine why they did it, the timing of the show was right, and they probably figured we'll get a lot more notice by doing it here than we would if we did it anywhere else.
Yeah.
And so, in a way, it's a little bit of a publicity stunt, because I cannot imagine that they would be selling a ton of those cars in China right this minute. Although, having said that, an awful lot of Chinese and Indians are at the upper level of incomes, and they are avid consumers of everything from Ferraris to Rolls Royces.
Yeah, which surprises a lot of people. I know Ferrari also is doing quite a brisk business in China, and this is such a puzzler to me, because isn't this still a communist country?
I don't know. They're tuning the communist machine a little bit.
William, we're going to make you a regular contributor here to Auto World. Hopefully, we'll get you back with us really soon.
I would enjoy that, Bob. I always enjoy talking to you.
Thank you, my friend. That's going to do it for this hour and this edition of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.